It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Huffle. Listen to the McGees talking about another of your Wistful Vista friends.
Uh-oh. There goes Doc Gamble again. Out to get his foot in the door before the stork arrives.
Seems to me that old bird's been keeping him pretty busy lately.
It sure has, Molly. And he's not the only one that bird's been keeping busy.
You mean Dr. Gamble's got competition?
No, it's just that new babies keep prudential agents busy, too. People don't...
Did you say prudential agents?
Sure, agents of the Prudential Insurance Company.
Of America?
You said it. People don't realize it, but such things as a new baby, a new or a bigger house, or a better job, all tend to affect the protection your life insurance was designed to give. That's why it's a swell idea to have your Prudential man check over your life insurance setup with you every so often, just to make sure it's up to date with any changes in your home.
Well, what if it isn't, dearie?
In that case, your Prudential agent will be glad to show you how you can adjust your family protection program so that it does the job you want it to do. Make a date with your Prudential agent tomorrow. I know it's one date you'll never regret keeping.
In the Chamber of Commerce contest for the best slogan on traffic safety, Mr. McGee of 79 Wistful Vista was judged the winner. And he's to go downtown today and pick up his $25 prize. It was rather interesting how he happened to win. And Mrs. McGee is telling a friend about it on the phone right now.
Yes, Mabel, McGee won the contest all right, but the whole thing was a mistake. Yeah, don't let McGee know I told you, but the winning slogan, you know, don't forget politeness pays every time, that wasn't his slogan. No, it wasn't mine. It wasn't anybody's. No, you see, I had scribbled a note to myself to pay all the back light bills. They were a mess. And by mistake, I turned that note in instead of McGee's slogan. Yes. It said, don't forget the light mess, pay every dime. How they ever got don't forget politeness pays every time, I don't know. McGee's embarrassed to death about it, Mabel, but all we can do is let on.
So what I done, old-timer? I sat down and worked my slogan out scientific, see?
Scientific, huh?
Yeah. I says to myself, traffic is a mess. People are getting hurt, everybody drives bad. So what can we do to cure this situation in one swell whoop?
And the answer come ringing out loud and clear. Shoot the drivers and burn all the automobiles, huh? That's for me, Johnny. Let's start all over. Just you and me and that
no, way. No. Now, that ain't what I...
Let's shoot you two and just start with me, because I need a lot of room when I drive, and if
oh,
I...
Oh, no. Pipe down, will you? My gosh, that ain't what I mean at all. The answer to this traffic problem is very simple, and you're going to see it on every windshield sticker in town. Politeness.
Politeness?
Yeah. My slogan is, don't forget... Politeness pays every time.
Say, that's an amazing idea, Johnny.
Thank you.
Politeness when you're driving, huh? By jeepers, that's one I never tried before. Might work, too.
You betcha it'll work.
Yes, sir, that's a brand new idea, Johnny. I'll try to remember that one.
Remember what, Mr. Oldtimer?
Oh, hi, daughter. I was just talking to Johnny here about his traffic slogan.
Isn't that a good one, though? Don't forget, politeness pays every time.
Every time?
Betcha. And I'm going to drive by that slogan all the time. From now on, boy, just call me Mr. Politeness.
I'm glad you said that, Mr. Politeness, because I brung your grocery bill, $17.80. So if you and Ms. Politeness would like to pay up, Mr. Politeness, I'll take the money.
Well, we're a little short right now, old-timer. Catch us later. We're going downtown right away to pick up my $25 prize check, so if you'll drop around after we get...
Oh, I knew it. It's just like all them slogans. They never work.
Huh?
Call me Mr. Politeness, he says. Politeness pays every time, he says. I've been here 3 times this week. Ain't been paid yet, he says. Oh, I know this wouldn't work, I says.
Oh, dear. I hope he isn't angry because I have enough money upstairs to pay the bill.
There's no use rushing it, kiddo. He'll be back later. Let's get going downtown. The Chamber of Commerce has got a check for me, and I ain't the type of guy that likes to keep people if they want to give me money waiting. Oh, for the...
You get the door. I'll go back the car out and tell whoever it is we're just leaving, will you?
Right. I won't dilly-dally. You better back the car out and blow the horn for me in case I get stuck with whoever this is and...
Greetings, Sonny.
Oh, hi, Docky. I'd ask you in, but we're just leaving to go downtown and pick up the $25 prize money for that slogan I wrote.
You wrote? Don't kid me, Mushhead. Hmm? You seem to have forgotten I was here yesterday when the lights went out and Molly explained how she happened.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You know all about it.
Sure. I won't spread it all around the Elks Club, though. I'll keep mum.
Well, gee, thanks, Doc. Them guys are...
Because I think it's a pretty good slogan, and I don't want to knock it. Actually, though, I think the one Les Nelson turned in should have won the prize. You heard it. Keep traffic moving at any cost. He who hesitates is lost.
Oh, now, that's not...
You know, for the road hogs and drivers who ought to be in the right lane instead of tying up traffic.
Yeah. Well, drop around later, and I'll talk to you about anything you want. Since you kind of got something on me, and I have to be polite to you for a few days.
Hey,
but right now...
Hey, that's right.
Huh?
This secret I'm keeping for you has possibilities.
Well, that's Molly, Doc. I gotta...
Yes. I ought to get my snow shoveled all winter.
Oh, now, Doc...
Or that nice big waiting room of mine could use a coat of paint. Or maybe I ought to have the ashes cleaned out of my basement.
Okay, Molly, I'm coming.
Yeah, you run along, little pigeon. I don't like to make snap decisions. This should have careful thought.
Huh?
After all, if I'm going to lose sleep because I've got a secret I can't tell anybody, I think it's only fair.
There's more fun with the McGee's shortly.
Have you discovered Dial shampoo? It's the new shampoo that does something exciting to your hair. Listen.
Sparkle, sparkle, your hair too. Sparkles after Dial shampoo. Dial shampoo gets your hair clean. Dial shampoo gives your hair sheen. Diamond sparkle, that's for you when you use Dial shampoo.
Yes, your hair will have that diamond sparkle look the very first time you use Dial shampoo. This new shampoo is specially made to give your hair a priceless sheen, an extra brightness. With Dial shampoo, you get loads of lanolated lather. It's a creamy, rich lather, gentle but thorough. And it leaves your hair soft and easy to manage. Buy Dial shampoo in the unbreakable squeeze bottle.
Diamond sparkle, that's for you when you use Dial shampoo. Dial shampoo.
Then he threatened me, that's what. He said as long as he has to be up nights with a secret that he can't tell anyone, he thinks it's only fair that I paint his office.
Oh, Dr. Gamble was just teasing, dearie.
That big, fat blackmailer. That overweight Willie Sutton. Wait till I get... Get out of the way, you moron!
Now, McGee, you're getting all upset and forgetting your own slogan. Politeness pays.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, sir.
He ran up on the sidewalk back there.
Oh, well, that jealous old liver lifter's got me all upset.
Jealous?
Yeah, because he was too dumb to enter the contest, and I was smart enough to win it with that clever slogan. That lucky note you put in the entry envelope by mistake, I mean.
I'll never get over that. It was the silliest thing.
You know what he had the crust to tell me was the slogan that ought to won? The slogan that Les Nelson made up. Keep traffic moving at any cost. He who hesitates is lost.
Ah! Was that Lester's?
Yeah, but I don't think he made that up alone. I think Mortimer Snerd must have helped him think that one up.
Oh, that isn't a nice way.
Can you imagine anything as corny as that? My gosh, if I couldn't think up a better one than that, hey, look at there, kiddo. They're out already.
Who's out?
The stickers are out, look, with our slogan on it. You see that car up ahead? On the windshield.
Oh, sure. Oh, there's another one. Don't forget, politeness pays every time.
Yeah, on two cars already, but I just...
Oh, and look at that. They both came to the intersection, and each one is waving the other one on. Isn't that nice?
Yeah. Hi, fellas. That's the way. Politeness pays. Can you see him through the back window, Molly?
No, the traffic's too heavy. Oh, goodness, dearie, I'm proud of us. If that slogan works at a busy intersection like 14th and Oak, it'll work anywhere.
Yes, sir, we really hit it this time. I'd better step on it, I guess. Don't want to keep the Chamber of Commerce waiting with that happy $25.
There's the office right down the hall.
Yep. Prize money, here we come.
Well, good afternoon, folks. The Chamber of Commerce welcomes you to the fair city of Wistful Vista. Here are some booklets on our wonderful city, a few street maps, and a list of 830 exciting places to go and things to do.
Thank you, sir, but we live here.
Oh.
Sure is dull around here, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know. I find every day exciting.
And especially today, Bud, because we're here on pleasant business. Where's Horseface Holstein, the president of this Chamber of Horrors?
Oh, Mr. Holstein's in a meeting, sir, upstairs. The Traffic Safety Committee. They've been very busy.
I know all about it. And if you'd have been coming in on time in the mornings, you'd know that I was the guy that just won that slogan contest you ran. That's why I'm here.
To collect the prize money.
Oh, then you must be Mr. McGee. Oh, this is a pleasure, sir. I have the envelope with your prize money in it right here.
Good.
Yeah, let's have it. And if you want to take some pictures for the papers, I'll be happy.
Oh, that was a wonderful slogan you thought up, Mr. McGee. Don't forget, politeness pays every time.
Well, I gave it a lot of thought, and I figured...
Oh, will you excuse me a moment?
Yeah.
Hello? Oh, yes, Mr. Holstein. Mr. McGee is here right now.
I don't want to talk to him. Just give us the money.
What? Oh, there is? They were. You did? Okay, I'll tell him. Goodbye.
What the heck was that all about? What is and who or what?
Yes, what did Mr. Holstein did?
Well, word just came in that there's a heck of a traffic jam at 14th and Oak.
Huh?
Two guys with politeness pay stickers are blocking the intersection, each insisting the other one go first.
Oh, no.
Yes, that's what the meeting was called for. And the committee has just made a new decision.
A new decision?
Yes, to throw out your slogan, Mr. McGee.
What?
They just picked another one instead. One that should straighten things out and which I think is a perfect choice. It goes, keep traffic moving at any cost. He who hesitates is lost.
Why, of all the dirty double-dealing contests, this is the worst...
You don't know who submitted that one, do you? Well, I'll have to ask Mr. Holstein for the winner's name to mail this money.
Come on, McGee, let's go home.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment.
Hi, folks. This is Vaughn Monroe for RCA. Did you know that the United States has more television sets than all the other countries in the world combined? Sets of all sizes, all shapes, all makes. And did you know that RCA makes a picture tube for virtually every one of them? Yes, for just about every brand and every model, including yours.
That's right, Vaughn. And one of these days, the picture tube in your set will fade. When it does, ask your local TV serviceman for a new RCA picture tube. RCA picture tubes are sharper and brighter. They give you clearer pictures. RCA picture tubes are economical. They last longer because RCA controls quality scientifically during each manufacturing step. So when your television set needs a new picture tube or receiving tube, tell your serviceman you want the best tube for your money. Ask for RCA. It's precision made, yet it costs no more. And remember, there are more RCA picture tubes now in use than any other make.
Too bad about that contest backfiring like that, McGee. You should have had it, sweetheart.
Oh, I don't mind. As a matter of fact, I couldn't be happier.
What do you mean?
Well, do you know what Doc Gamble decided I'd have to do for him to keep it secret how I happened to win that contest? Said I'd have to come to his office every night for a week and swear.
Swear?
That I haven't told a lie all day. Not even a white lie. Oh, boy, what a spot I'd have been in if I'd have had to do a thing.
Oh, wouldn't we all?
Hmm? Oh. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed. With Bill Thompson as the old-timer, Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble, and Parley Bear as the man in the Chamber of Commerce. Well, Sunday, like many of the rest of us, the McGees try to select their Christmas cards. And just like you and me, they have a little difficulty deciding. This is John Wald reminding you to tune in Sunday night to hear it.
Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.